Welcome to VC Vibe Check. This regular audio talk covers issues local to the 805, why the vibe is off, and what I plan to do to fix it. I am your host, Heather Schmidt. I am a 40-something policy analyst, as well as a freelance writer and mom of three. I have served the public in and around Ventura County in a variety of capacities for decades. I've also run for office a few times, but more importantly, have worked tirelessly to hear what people need and where folks are on the spectrum of feeling connected and served by this beautiful community we call home. Thank you for tuning in. Well, here we are. It's been a month since the primary, and I have had my pity party. To say I am stunned by how poorly I performed this time around is an understatement, though after reflecting, talking to my trusted campaign advisors, and doing a considerable amount of research, I understand why. If you're just tuning in at this point, I ran for Ventura County Board of Supervisors, losing like the other challenger did to the incumbent in a resounding defeat, expected by some, but shocking by the margins of loss nevertheless. So let's get into what happened and what's next. First and foremost, I was outraised and outspent, including in-kind donations. I raised and spent every penny of roughly $25,000. By comparison, the incumbent, victorious, raised and spent between her campaign and two separate independent political action committees supporting her over $500,000. When you break it down, I got exactly a proportional vote per dollar spent as her, and that's why I got so many fewer voters. This district is tough because turnout, even in a popular election and high turnout year, is still low. This year, though, was different. People have by and large tuned out of politics, so it was not a popular election year. People are disgusted with the options at the top, and they feel unrepresented by the folks at the bottom. The precinct maps indicate many precincts did not even submit a single vote in this district this time around. So it wasn't just low turnout as usual, it was something much worse. Where we campaigned the hardest, 10-20% at most. The county on the whole saw an abysmal 38% turnout. The district I ran in, 30%. 70% of voters chose to stay home. Less voters means less votes, especially from folks that aren't simply going to check the box for the status quo. Now, I didn't want to make assumptions, and as most campaigns do, my team and I wanted to do something of a postmortem, where we could go over the data, who voted, who didn't, what we did wrong, and most importantly, where to go next. This is so important if you're in public service, not just because you, and by you on this particular incident, I mean I, may want to run for office again or serve in other capacities. But because we have to be sober and realistic about what work really needs to be done. One of the chief complaints I heard from folks in my 8 months of campaigning for the supervisor's office, and something that I have felt myself as a plain old constituent and voter, is that public managers, public officials, and elected folks, that they do not listen. They think they know better. And we see this a lot of times when campaigns are in something of an echo chamber. And when they lose resoundingly, they still think they know better than everybody else and refuse to do a postmortem. Some, more now than ever, are now mocking the public. And they suggest condescendingly that the public just doesn't understand. They just don't know what's good for them. This, in a word, is gaslighting. And it's exactly the reason why fewer and fewer people are voting each time an election is held. So to prepare for the postmortem, we started collecting data. While waiting for the canvas of the vote to be completed by the Ventura County Registrar, we ran our own statistical survey to get a feel for the attitudes and patterns of voters or people that are registered to vote but didn't do so this time at this moment in this district. To begin, I was surprised by how many people responded to our survey, not only because of the low voter turnout, but because of the number of people that just seemed disengaged with politics and civic life in general. Nevertheless, of the responses, patterns reported by respondents were fairly consistent with what I had assumed. One out of every four respondents, 25%, did not vote. Of the people that did not vote, only 13% said work impacted their ability to vote. And this right here speaks to an issue with voters not having access to the information that they need. Because with mail-in ballots and mandated time off for voting, this should be a non-issue. But if your voters are not educated, it's going to be. Another 13% of folks that did not vote stated that family obligations prohibited them from voting. This again suggests that voter education is an issue, though I think also there may be some room here, and we probably need more qualitative data on this. But for individual situations, for example, I know someone who does not vote because his religion prohibits him from doing so. If I was doing a survey, I would probably mark that down as a family obligation. 21% of respondents that did not vote stated it was confusion about the ballot, the options, or where to go that caused them to just give up and not cast a ballot. And this, I believe, was something we should have expected coming. Ventura County is now a Voters' Choice Act county, which means we have opted in to participate in more options with 100% mail-in ballots, multiple locations and options, and ballot boxes placed all over the county. This, as I can understand, may actually be a little complicated for some people. Moreover, it, as many people have criticized, took the fun out of voting. And there are a lot of people in our county, so much so that an entire group has been formed around the issue, that simply don't trust it. Everyone gets the I voted sticker, so you can't take that anymore to Krispy Kreme and get your free donut or for your free fries at McDonald's or your 15% off at Jiffy Lube. It doesn't mean as much if everyone gets the sticker, whether they do it or not. It's confusing, boring, and not worth it for a lot of people. When asked attitudes toward the ballot choices, respondents to this survey overwhelmingly had negative views. 50% of respondents stated that all politicians are corrupt. 25% of respondents stated they did not know much about any of the candidates, in spite of the incredible amount of money spent on campaigning. 25% of respondents also stated that they were generally too busy to take time to sufficiently research candidates and issues on the ballot, something I also expected given the number of people now working multiple jobs to address the alarmingly high cost of living. Some people, myself included, believe that that might be by design. Of all the people that answered, either voted or did not vote, 37.5% of respondents stated that they do not trust the new voting process, this Voter Choice Act that I mentioned we have opted into. This is an incredibly dangerous place to be, with more than one-third of residents stating they have therefore lost confidence in our local elections run under this system. One of the hallmarks of American democracy and our elections is in voters having the confidence in the legitimacy of the outcomes. Over one-third of eligible voters stating they no longer have that signals a need for change. Finally, people eligible to vote that may or may not have done so overwhelmingly in our survey reported experiencing over the last 2 years some form of hardship. Those included housing insecurity, eviction, foreclosure, being laid off, death of a family member, medical or dental bills too high to pay, and prolonged unemployment. 38% of respondents stated they experienced two or more of these hardships simultaneously. Where this all fits in for me is that people are increasingly becoming disengaged from civic activity as they feel politicians are not just corrupt, but the government does not work for them. They are overwhelmed with everything in their lives, and they are beginning to not trust our elections anyway. This speaks to a bigger issue, which is that voting or not is no longer an individual choice or one of apathy, but one in which people are just done with a process they no longer believe works for them, or it is just too much. Of course, all of this data points the finger at my own overwhelming loss at factors well beyond my own control. There are naturally a lot more things in our postmortem, though, pertaining to me and my campaign that cost me votes beyond just low participation. For one, I did not have enough money at the times that I needed it, and I chose to not pay for some things because of that, based on some sets of data that those things did not work when they may not necessarily have been applicable here in Ventura County. For example, I did not put an entry in the voter guide, which I recognize now was a huge mistake. It's the guide that is sent out by the county registrar, you know, the little booklet you get about a week before the ballot with the candidate statements and ballot measures explained. By and large, voters on the national level do not read those anymore, and they are available online, especially the demographic that I was going for, younger, college-educated people that are already involved. But here in Ventura County, we have an older population that votes. So I recognize that this was probably most definitely an error. As we backed out of slate mailers, that was also a major problem. I also see some issues with our graphic design. It was perhaps too dark with the black background. We missed some entire areas of the district, and those areas in the end may have also been missed by other candidates because some of them did not vote. Also, there are a lot of communities in Ventura County that are gated or managed by an HOA that has placed no soliciting and no trespassing, and so it is literally impossible for candidates to go in and door hang, and so mail ends up being the only answer. I also spent too much time worrying and being upset about what toxic partisan actors were doing and saying about and to me, which was hard to ignore when they were vandalizing my signs, putting sugar in my gas tank, and spreading libelous and false rumors about me. But you know, what can you do? There is, of course, more, much more of the postmortem that we have gone over, both myself as a candidate and conditions in the community that made the election turn out what it did and what needs to change. All of it, plus the data that we gathered, points to a future, though, of what has to happen to improve our community, to improve our elections, and to improve my own outcomes. And that is, as I see it, election reform. I co-host a podcast here in Ventura County that recently had a guest on who talked about ranked choice voting, and I've talked about it in other circles as well. Ranked choice voting and other election reforms can fix our elections in big ways, make them cheaper, and offer more of a true majority wins situation as the outcome. But there are other election reforms that can be had and should. Some are, of course, limited due to Citizens United. But local governments and even the state can still impose campaign finance reform. That is a must if we are to move forward. We can work smarter, harder, better to ensure voters are both educated in their rights of how to vote and who can vote. I've said this once before. While we were gathering signatures, we encountered people who thought they didn't have a right to vote, even if they were registered because they were renters. We also need people to feel confident in the results. And if that requires changes with Ventura County's opting in to the Voters' Choice Act or changes at the state level of what the Voters' Choice Act entails, so be it. People need to be confident in their democracy, not just be promised by partisan actors that it's being protected. So this is where I am today, recommitted to working to educate and reform our elections in whatever way I can and as independently as possible. After the campaign ended, I did receive several emails and text messages from people showing me support and encouraging me to keep going. And to them, I want to say, I am so grateful for your kind words and support. I was, to be honest, surprised. Nevertheless, I remembered my friend Nancy, who died last year. But before she died, she would reach out to me regularly after my city council campaign and do the same. And many of her words were echoed by the sentiments of those of you who chose to take time out of your days over the last several weeks to send me a message. Things like, keep fighting, keep doing what's right, keep your head up, keep going. So this is where I am today. Catch me next time. Make sure to click subscribe to make sure you do not miss an installment of VC Vibe Check. We're going nowhere. I won't share a website this time, though, because a new one is being designed and uploaded to share more about the future. But you can also follow me at your social media of choice at VC Policy Girly. It's silly, but then so am I. Thanks for tuning in and stay safe.